Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Greg Weidman, a veterinarian and a partner with Southwest Ontario Veterinary Services. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Weidman.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
As part of the 2018 London Swine Conference, slated for March 27th and 28th, you'll be discussing the topic medications, the changing rules. First of all, how are the changes in regulations governing the use of veterinary medications expected to alter the use of these medications on farm, and what are the implications there?
As I answer that question, Bruce, I'd probably take the opportunity to just clarify that really the medications that we're speaking about here are antibiotics or antimicrobials. And those types of medications are really under scrutiny in the public sphere because of the potential for antimicrobial resistance that occurs after an antimicrobial is used, and the potential negative impact that can have on human health. So the rules around the use of other medications, such as, you know, deworming medication or pain control medication, or electrolytes and such, there's not expected to be any changes there. But to go to your question and speak about what do we expect on the rule changes around antimicrobial use, I think we could look at the recent experience of producers in the United States, where over the last year, antimicrobial use has fallen under increased regulation in the form of veterinary feed directives. And so that is a form of veterinary oversight, much like a veterinary prescription will be here in Canada by December of 2018. And that that new regulation in the United States has, I think from the anecdotes we've been hearing, fairly significantly changed the use of feed antimicrobials in particular. And I think, you know, in part, it's just simply a little nudge for producers and their veterinarians and their other advisors to look at antimicrobial use in feed and to try and discern and make a decision about whether the slight increase in paperwork and oversight required is actually warranted or not. And I think they've discovered in some cases that the use of feed medication may not have been necessary, or they've replaced the use of a feed antimicrobial with either individual pig treatment with injection or with treatment of maybe a subpopulation within a site with a water-soluble antimicrobial. So I expect we'll see some similar changes here in Canada when these regulatory changes roll out. Implications for producers, I mean, I feel in the large part like they'll be good because it's a chance to reflect on cost of production and maybe remove some cost of production as we remove some antimicrobials, if appropriate. And as long as that's done carefully and in consultation with, you know, the advisors to the farm, including the veterinarian, I don't foresee that that will necessarily lead to problems with animal welfare, food safety, or productivity of the farm.
As the use of antibiotics within the livestock sector evolves, what alternatives might help fill any void that may be there as a result?
That's a good question, and I think it's an exciting area to be paying attention to. Health Canada has opened up the channel through which veterinary health products other than antibiotics or antimicrobials can be registered in Canada, and that's going to make it easier for producers to access some of the alternatives that up till now have, you know, not been available because registration of those products has been too cumbersome. And so we might see some valuable tools, you know, and we could, you know, lump them under categories like nutraceuticals or natural health products, essential oils and plant extracts that are proven to have some benefit for their antibiotic or antimicrobial properties. Those things are going to be coming along and we're going to have good opportunities to test them. And then, of course, the alternative that is most tried and true and will continue to play a really valuable role in many farms is the use of vaccines. And so, for example, within our own practice, we are really taking a good look globally, actually, at vaccine technology that targets bacterial species to try and offer our producers as many tools as we can to control bacterial infections without the use of antimicrobials or antibiotics.
How important is and will management be under these systems? How will that change or evolve? And what are the pros and cons of that?
I think it's so important that Canada has taken a different approach to the problem of antimicrobial resistance as compared to some countries in Western Europe. And what I mean by that is that on a farm where we have a disease that is challenging for animal welfare and food safety and productivity, that is there through no fault of the producer. If we had a Western European style of antimicrobial reduction control where we had a hard threshold that all producers must fall under, I think that there's a real risk there that even in spite of good management, that producers who have the misfortune to be infected with a severe disease would have trouble falling underneath the required threshold. So in Canada's approach, we are still going to be allowed to execute professional judgment on the use of antimicrobials on the farm based on the challenges that are unique to the farm. We're going to be able to respond with antimicrobials if and when a disease arrives at a farm. And so, you know, in that, management is and will continue to be extremely important. But I'm really comforted by the fact that we are still going to have access to all of the antimicrobials we have access to now as needed on specific farms and specific situations.
What should livestock producers be keeping in mind as these transitions unfold?
I think now more than ever, it's really important that producers access and use their advisors. And when it comes to antimicrobial use on the farm, the two key advisors are the veterinarian and the feed supplier. And in that partnership or our management team, all the information can be shared that will help producers kind of navigate these transitions smoothly. So I'd keep the lines of communication open. And I would just like to encourage and reassure producers, too, that, you know, yes, there are changes coming here. But from what I see in the changes, we're going to be able to continue to use most, if not all, of the antibiotics we currently use, and we'll use them prudently as we do now. And there will be more veterinary oversight as compared to now, but for a large part, it's going to be business as usual with the ability to intervene if necessary.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I can't think of anything else, Bruce, but thank you very much for the opportunity to share with you.
And thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Greg Weidman, a veterinarian and a partner with Southwest Ontario Veterinary Services. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.